Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're very privileged today to have Brother Mike up right here with us singing Jesus is My Dearest Friend. And I tell you today, I hope that you know him as your dear friend. I tell you, the best day of my life was the day that I got saved by the grace of God. And I'm so been excited about serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's Brother Mike up right now singing Jesus is My Dearest Friend.
He walks with me through shadows drear, yet he says, child, have no fear, for I am the closest one to thee. And he'll walk with me through the shadows of death, for he said, there's life ahead. Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me. Jesus, he is my dearest friend. Yes, he is my best friend. Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me. With me through the storms of life, and he always gives me light. Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me. Now he's coming again to take me home, where I shall live and nevermore roam. Oh, his blessed face I long to see. There I shall meet with the ones I love in my happy home above. Heaven, it's gonna be worth it all. Jesus is my dearest friend. Yes, he is my best friend. Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me. For he walks with me through the storms of life, and he always gives me life. Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me. Oh, I said, Jesus, he is the dearest friend to me.
Amen. Jesus is the dearest friend to me. That's Brother Mike Upright singing that song. We appreciate him helping us out on the broadcast today. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we are preaching on commandment number 3 out of Exodus chapter number 20. We have looked, first of all, at the power of the tongue, and then we're going to look today at the power of reverence. And we may also get into a section where we're speaking about the power of judgment. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to come to you by the way of live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And this is going to be part number 2 of the message, once again, on Exodus chapter number 20, verse number 7. And we are focusing, once again, on the Ten Commandments. This is commandment number 3.
Verse number 7. Thou shalt what? Not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Notice the warning. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. there is a great warning if we take the Lord's name in vain. It said, but taking the name of the Lord in vain has become normal talk in our day. We'll say crazy things. I hear it among lost, but also sadly I hear it among people, church people, who's using God's name in vain. That's horrible. If we ought to learn anything from Sunday school, it ought to be that we should never take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. There's this commandment, I said it earlier, they are in alignment of importance. We talked about how in the first commandment, how that he is the God of heaven, right? We talked about how that we're not to have any graven image. That's the second commandment. But here in the third one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, in the third commandment, this is what we find, that all of those three, whether we're blaspheming the name of God, or whether we speak it against the Holy Spirit, or whether we're speaking against the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to be careful in how that we say the name of God. I hear it almost amongst the lost and also about around church members, but I've seen it on Facebook, I've seen it through text messages, slogans like OMG. That's taking the name of the Lord thy God's name in vain. And other obscene slogans where God's name is connected with profanity. I'm not going to say them names this morning. Your mind already, you've been in this dirty world long enough, your mind already knows some of those things that people say. I hate it when it's always connected to a cuss word. It should never be heard among God's people. And then we have other words, and friends, that's taking the name of the Lord thy God, the holy name of the Lord, the honorable name, which is above every name. And people are taking his name and aligning it with worldly names. We got to watch the context to which we say these words. Some people think that taking the Lord's name in vain only refers to using the Lord's name as a cuss word. But there's much more that's involved when taking the Lord's name in vain. So in order to show you this morning what else is involved, we need to look not just at the power of the tongue, but we also need to understand the power of reverence. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about understanding that God has his place. We have our place, and our words also have a place. And how that we approach God, how that we come to God, all of those things are important, and we have to do it in an appropriate and right fashion. We're losing this in our day. We're losing the structure of character. We're losing the structure of the Christian life, and it scares me to death. So the power of reverence, the word reverence speaks of deep respect for something or someone. If God is holy, and God is the creator, and God is the one and the only, then he demands our respect. God doesn't have to earn our respect. He already has. God is always to be approached respectfully. You know, when we approach God's house, we're approaching God. When we approach God's word, we're approaching God. All the time, listen, when we approach God in prayer, we're approaching God himself. And we need to be careful in how that we do these things and do them by the power of reverence. Be careful how that you respond to the things of God. The God of heaven all throughout the Bible is known by many names and titles. Psalms chapter number 8 verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set the glory above the heavens. Even the word of God. Did you know that the word of God tells you that we are to declare his name as being reverent? Did you know that? The Bible says in Psalms 111, verse number 9, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. According to the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word reverend means worthy of reverence, entitled to respect, mingled with fear and affection. Remember what the verse said. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Now, Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer how to speak to God Himself. He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It's speaking to God in such a context, in such a way that God understands that He's being approached by someone who respects Him, who honors Him, who glorifies Him. He's not speaking to somebody who's cursing His name, but He's speaking to someone who recognizes the fact that He is hallowed, that He is holy in everything that He does. The word hallowed is connected to holy. Our God is holy. And so in what Jesus was teaching us, He was saying this: "Our Father, who art in heaven, holy be thy name." That's what He's saying in the word hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Holy be thy name. You say, "Preacher, how do you define holy?" Look at God. How do you define, how do you have a representation to show us holiness? Look at God. Amen. If you're ever in a place where you're wondering, what does the word holy mean? Look at the things of the Bible and point directly to God, and you'll have it made. Friends, I want to tell you this morning, when we use God's name in an inappropriate way, we bring dishonor to the holiness of God. We bring disrespect to the things of the Lord. Friends, it's never been my desire to bring reproach or dishonor to God, the God of heaven, for He's been better to me than I deserve. He has loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me when I was undesirable. He loved me when I was unuseful this morning. But can I just say for just a moment that no man should ever take His blessed, holy name in vain. Why would anybody? I'm going to tell you something. At times in my life, I'm very sure of it, that I've used the name of Holy God inappropriately. I'm sure that at some points in my life that I have brought reproach upon God Himself. And I'm going to tell you something, while not meaning to do it, I have done it, and you have done it this morning. And I tell you, we are not guiltless. God's keeping a record of it. Names like Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the everlasting God. His name is wonderful. He is the Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's Almighty. He's my Redeemer, my Rock, my Fortress, my Provider, my Peace, my Deliverer, my Shepherd, my High Tower. He is the Prince of Peace and the Great I Am. Oh, I'm going to tell you this morning, I magnify His holy name because He is worthy to be praised. Oh, you think about this. We've looked at the power of the tongue, how destructive that the tongue can be. We've looked at the need to speak clearly and honestly God's name with great reverence. But also see that this verse seems to point to us that there is a power of judgment. There's a power of judgment. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean? If you take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, there is judgment that comes." Many who seem to blaspheme the name of the Lord every day don't have a clue that this verse is even in the Bible. I want you to look at the text one more time. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him," what? "Guiltless that taketh his name in vain."
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.